Well, we have Sister Fariza Sapur online. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Fariza.
Wa alaikum salam. I hope everybody is warm and well.
Alhamdulillah, I think it's much better now. It's not as bad as it was yesterday and before that. Alhamdulillah. Shukar, alhamdulillah, we're all well, yes. And we're going to be talking, you know, you're going to be telling us your story, Sister Fariza Sapur, about achieving your goals as an entrepreneur and the importance of hard work and perseverance, inshallah. So, you know, let's start off. They say that the day-to-day life of entrepreneurship never looks the same. And as a business owner, you solve problems and you navigate challenges every day. In most cases, entrepreneurship can consume your personal life, but the key to success remains in persevering and hard work. So, Faiza, please tell us more about what you currently do.
Jazakallah. So, I'm currently a co-business owner with my husband on with four entrepreneurship and ventures. So the small ventures that we have are Santon Beauty Clinic. We have Santon Beauty College where we teach the Aura International product range that I developed about 14 years ago. Santon Beauty Clinic is 21 years old. And then we also have the Barbecue and Self-Catering Cottages, which is about 10 years old. And all of these ventures we did jointly and did it with our kids and on our own.
Alhamdulillah. So, now, you know, what does being an entrepreneur mean to you? And, you know, what characteristics do entrepreneurs have that you feel best describes them?
So, firstly, you have to have tawakkul in Allah when you start anything. Read your istikara. I started my businesses with an istikara. And believe it or not, you will get the answers. And you know you're starting in that direction. Nobody can stop you. You're unstoppable. And being independent is not the most important thing. It is part of being an entrepreneur, but also being a risk taker and creating opportunities that solve problems in society. So looking for needs where you can actually create a gap and a niche market where you're actually solving those problems and fulfilling the needs of what society requires.
Mm-hmm.
So the characteristics I would go on would be like, are you comfortable with being uncomfortable? Because an entrepreneur is not only a success story all the time. Sometimes you have failures and you have to pick up the pieces and look for other ideas. And if you're afraid of failure, then entrepreneurship is not for you. And you have to always, always make a plan to have a better plan. What is working for you is good, but what is not working for you, you need to get rid of. And look for more opportunities out there, improve your product, improve your services, and lastly, leave a legacy that when you die, it still, you know, lives on.
Alhamdulillah. So what does it mean to, you know, actually commit yourself to growth? And tell us more about your journey of perseverance and hard work.
So firstly, success is definitely a team effort, and every person plays a role in your success. So a small business is not built on your own. You have to include family members, your kids, to increase the growth. And so for my husband and I, we were youngsters that came up out of KwaZulu-Natal with 6 months' rent and a car that was half broken down. But that didn't deter us. We left our families. We started off selling flea market products and nighttime flea markets, daytime flea markets, until we got jobs in Johannesburg. And we were at one stage, I remember, at a shop in Hillbrow where my husband was selling watches. And mm-hmm. I was actually on a Yellow Pages internet cafe trying to find a job in the beauty industry. I had just qualified from Technikon Natal. And I looked on the B for beauty, and I had no idea that the company Beauty More was looking for a manager. So you need to think on the spur of the moment as someone who wants to sell yourself from the get-go. So I called the number, and the lady answered, "Are you looking for the management position that we advertise?" And here was I, just a chance taker. I opened the Yellow Pages, and she had a management position advertised. And so I said yes, and I got the position, and I learned from all my bosses. So where I am today with my business is learning from all the people I worked for in that small business in beauty, and not worrying about the salary that I had. I worked on the commission trying to improve myself every single day so that when I had my own business, I didn't close doors. I always kept my doors open. Honesty is the best policy, working the honest way and enjoying what you do. And with my husband, he worked for a few companies, and then we started the property business where we used to actually walk door to door and knock on people's doors, can I sell your houses? And one day, an old lady called us to her door in Indonesia South, and whoever she is, I hope, you know, to say thank you to her, because she stopped and she gave us each a banana and a lunch bar. And it made my day. It made me want to continue. So people out there give you that goal and the motivation to keep going. And that's what you need to do to become the best entrepreneur, is don't let failure set you back. Don't be embarrassed to do a cold call. Pick up the phone, knock on people's doors, send out your pamphlets, and try and improve yourself every single day. And alhamdulillah, the two of us worked together. We saved money. We never embarked on journeys where we took out heavy loans, interest, and all of those things. And that's our success story today, that we've done everything on our own.
Alhamdulillah. And, you know, and I think also the most important thing is hard work. Not shying away from working hard, or like they say, dirty your hands if you have to. But, you know, continue and don't give up, no matter how difficult the situation may be.
And also the mindset of, women must sit at home and don't need to work, and men must bring in the money. I mean, Bibi Khadija was a tradeswoman, and she was the main reason that Islam prospered today. She put in her money, her effort, and believed in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Women and men need to work equally hard. We're not in a society where a man can only bring in an income. So you can be at home, do everything, even the Sharia way, and be the best and most successful entrepreneur. Learning that from COVID, me having my business from home for the first time, proves the barakah in just putting the effort and working together.
Most certainly. And like you said, I think also a very important point that I picked up is the working together. Yes. You know, working together and being there for each other and inspiring and motivating each other. Alhamdulillah, I think it's so wonderful, thing to do. So, finally, what is critical to your mindset in order to achieve what you set out to do?
So you have to, the critical aspect is a mind map and a dream board. Believe it or not, a mind map, putting it on pieces of paper, which I learned from my kids, mind you, and a dream board, which I watched The Secret, because the book was a bit too long for me. I watched The Secret, and the dream board definitely helps you in achieving your goals, because what you say you're going to do in making dua and believing in your dua, Allah will make it happen. And your dreams and your role-playing of all the people involved has to be part of the process. Your capital, your expenditure, your forecasts, your budgets, advertising, your social media platform, and having a plan and improving on what you have. Don't try too many things. Use what works for you and improve on that. That's my success. So, example, Santin Beauty Clinic was very successful. I brought in a product. I developed the product because my skin was affected. That product was my success story during COVID. I improved on that when I was told that I'm losing my central vision and I have a disease where Allah gave me this disease where I will be centrally blind according to all ophthalmologists. So I decided that I'm going to teach my skill, and then I developed the college. So nothing set me back. I always took every single negative as a positive, and Allah steering me in that direction. And alhamdulillah, everything works out for a reason.
Most certainly. I think it's so important that no matter what we do in our lives, that we trust in Allah, we believe in Allah, and we ask from Allah. I think that is very important too.
tree. And I love the secret. I love the magic because it teaches you, firstly, to dream. Number two is the magic is a book where it teaches you to make shukr. And making shukr is very, very important. I learned the importance of fajr, like recently. We all very lazy. It's very cold in winter. But I'm trying to improve myself in every aspect of my life. And nothing comes without believing. Nothing comes without believing.
Jazakallah for sharing that wonderful information with us. And, you know, just before we go, you know, what message do you have for people out there, especially people that are planning to become entrepreneurs?
So firstly, go and get experience in a job situation. Learn your market. I first worked for companies, learned whatever I can. You cannot have a degree and go straight into becoming a business owner. Start from a young age while you're in matric, while you're in school. Get yourself an account. Start selling what your parents have because that's the platform my kids use. Use your WhatsApp as your profile for business. Every social media should be profiling you as a business or an entrepreneur, not your personal life, because then you're never going to be successful in what you need to do. Your personal life should never be mixed with your business life. Your business life must be your platform. Always have meetings that are standing. I've learned from JT Fox. And also respond to your emails very, very to the point. And make sure that people understand your brand the moment they see your profile picture or they meet you and constantly talk about your brand.
Alhamdulillah. JazakAllah here is Sister Faiza for speaking to us, and we hope to speak to you again, inshallah, in the future.
JazakAllah for having me. Everyone be safe, and inshallah, South Africa is going to come through this difficult situation. Ameen.
Inshallah. You know, to have faith is very, very important. But JazakAllah khair, and we do wish you all the best too.
JazakAllah.
And Allah grant you, you know, the best in this world and in the year after.
Ameen.
Amen.
Take care.
Salaam. So listeners, that was Sister Faiza talking to us about, you know, achieving your goals as an entrepreneur, the importance of hard work and perseverance, and of course, she shared with us some of her personal experiences as well. Alhamdulillah.